Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Toby and Josh's.
Hot, devastated. The last time we get to do this game. Love it.
Bring it on. I'm so ready for this. I'm sick of your mind games you've played throughout this year with this.
Oh,
no, you do.
Steady on.
You do. It's always A, and then it's not A when I go A. It's just, I've added up to here. It's probably a good thing this is the last one.
Well, Herbie, for one last time, let's head to the hot seat. Today,
some money.
We are going back through 2021.
Okay.
Just the 2021 quiz.
Oh, all right.
Some of these are some big events that happened during the year.
Can you
work out what it was?
Okay.
Let's start with which country won the Eurovision Song Contest in 2021 in Rotterdam? Big event, obviously.
I know.
Was it A, Switzerland? Was it B, Malta? C, Greece? D, Italy?
Okay. This is so tricky.
Is it?
I don't think it's D. I don't think it's Italy. But is it?
Italy won the Euros.
Do I just go A because that's what you've done all year, or do you know that I'm going to do that?
So I've gone B.
And so Switzerland, Malta, Greece. Jeepers, this is hard. I'm going to go, no, let's lock in the Swiss.
Lock in A.
Yep.
It's definitely not D, is it?
It's not Italy.
It is D.
Is it?
Italy.
It's Italy.
Mm.
Gosh.
That's all right. On to the next one.
Okay. You gave me a yes then.
Big event, because you deserve it. anyway, big event that happened this year was the Suez Canal, and a ship got stuck in it. Do you remember?
Yes.
In Egypt. What was the name of the ship?
Oh, Josh.
A, Evergreen. B, Ever Given. C, Ever Moving. D, Ever Four.
Green, Given, Moving, Four. Green, Given, Moving, Four. A ship.
That's right.
It's going through the water. Ever Four. No. Ever Moving could be. Ever Given. No. It's either A or C here is what I'm working with, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a green ship though? I think. Evergreen.
Evergreen?
Evergreen.
Evergreen was written on the ship, but it was actually called Ever Given.
No! Why would you put one that was on the ship? That's obviously what my brain remembers.
I don't think you remember anything to do with the ship. Last one.
Okay.
What movie won Best Picture in 2021?
It all goes into one, you know?
Yeah, I know. Was it A, Mank?
I've never heard of that.
B, The Trial of the Chicago 7. C, Promising Young Woman. D, Nomadland.
Straight away, I'm thinking D. And right now, Josh, I'm going to ask for my 50-50.
Okay. A or D?
Oh, you ding-dong. I don't like A being anywhere near the answer. I think, because I have never heard of Mank, it was Mank, I think then I have to go Nomad.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, but I don't know if I've heard of it in a saying or a song. But I just,
are you locking in D?
I'm locking in D. Josh, for the final time, I confidently am locking in D. Well, yes, Herbie!
You've done well. You've done very well there.
It's only taken me all year.
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, Sri Lanka. They've found themselves in a bit of a pickle.
Really?
Yeah, they're in debt. And they owe Iran a fair bit of money.
Jeez.
So they owe Iran for some oil.
Yep, okay.
$251 million.
Jeez, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah. They're experiencing a severe debt and foreign exchange crisis at the moment, which has just been made worse for so many countries because of...
COVID, obviously.
The coronavirus, yeah. Yep, because the loss of tourism.
Yeah, God, that's right.
Heavily.
I think Sri Lanka gets quite popular now, isn't it?
Oh, I'd love to go there.
Apparently they've got amazing beaches as well.
And so because of this, they've gone, oh, what are we going to do?
that was it.
The treasurer's looked at the books and gone, $251 million we don't have and we're not going to get anytime soon. And so some little smart thinkers thought, what do we have? What do we have and what can we offer?
Mm.
And what they've figured out is that they have a lot of tea. The home of tea, you could call them. And so
is that where Dilma's from?
Yeah.
I think it is.
So they've actually signed, sealed, delivered. And this has been agreed by the United Nations as well. It is all above books. They're doing nothing under, you know, no black market stuff going on here.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are hoping to send $5 million worth of tea to Iran each month to clear the $251 million debt.
Jeez. So how much tea is $5 million worth? That's like a heavy amount, wouldn't it?
You'd think it's a lot.
Mm.
I mean, it sounds like a lot at least.
It does, doesn't it?
But isn't that just a crazy way to think in 2021, countries are still bartering.
Yeah.
You know?
So is like Iran using that tea to onsell or are they big tea drinkers?
Well, I guess they might like to have a calming, relaxing tea at the end of the day.
Yeah, maybe.
And you know, they don't really probably need the money at this stage.
No, they're like,
they're thinking, no, we would actually like some tea.
Mm.
And looking into tea, there's around 3,000 different types of tea.
3,000?
Isn't that crazy? Do you have a favourite tea? You don't mind a tea here and there?
I don't mind one. I'm a peppermint guy.
You're a peppermint?
Yeah, but like if I'm going to have like English breakfast or something or afternoon tea.
Funny you mentioned peppermint tea.
Yeah.
Because that's not actually the tea itself. It is infused.
Right.
So it's one of the only ones
so it's
where
it's fake.
Not, it's a fake, yeah. It's a fraud. It's a fraud out there. Now going back to the 18th century,
yeah.
Tea was so valuable. It was kept in a locked chest that we now call a tea caddy. A little lock chest.
There you go.
And because it was so expensive, it was often, this is tea I'm talking about, cut with other additives. So these.
Sounds like a drug.
Yeah. These additives included twigs, sawdust, and sheep dung.
Wow.
You don't want to be drinking that.
No. But obviously it might have blended in well. I don't know, clearly.
We don't know. But all I'd like to say, if I was Iran, I'd be checking the tea. At the moment.
You're saying that Sri Lanka's doing a dodgy. What are you saying about the people of Sri Lanka, Herbie?
No, I'm not saying they're doing it. I'm saying I'd just double check.
Okay.
You'd better be safe than sorry, Josh.
All right. Your word's not mine. Let's be sure. I like the people of Sri Lanka. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 95.
Driving you home from 3pm. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
On K-Rock 95. Herbie and Josh's same, same.
Hello.
Hello.
But different.
Same, same, but different, but still same.
For the last time in 2021, so we're wrapping up all the games. That's how I've been starting. 2021, we're wrapping up. Same, same, but different. Ben from Workdays, welcome.
Well, this will be the last time ever because I've run out of songs literally this week.
Yeah, this happens with a few of the games. Don't worry.
Oh, well, the ad game's gone now as well.
Dunskies.
All right, so how's this game work?
Two songs by the same name, of course, but they're completely different songs by completely different artists. The more info that you can give me, the more points that you score.
Righto.
Josh being the current carryover champion, he will go first for the final time.
I feel like it's going to be rigged so that you can win because I feel like
because I haven't won in how many weeks?
Ben will just be like, oh, she needs a win.
I wouldn't do that.
No,
you've done it a couple of times. Conrad Sewell,
yes.
Changing,
yes.
No idea on that first one.
No idea on the first one. We'll buzz you out on that.
Little bit of it again.
Little bit of it again, okay.
No clue.
Is
that Jess Glynn or something or not?
Sigma and Paloma Faith.
Know the song?
Sounds way different, Paloma. Because normally she's singing more like theatrical type.
Yeah. But as soon as you get like a DJ producer in behind it goes nuts.
Wow.
Anyway, good stuff.
So 2-0 in Josh's favour at the moment. Herbie's first set of songs.
Wish he wasn't on the board.
Bit more of a recent one there for you.
Oh, I know. So it's Dreams.
Dreams, yes. Give you a ding.
Are they Irish, that singer?
Maybe.
And she passed away recently.
Sounds
it
about
is.
Right.
Zombie, the Cranberries. Is it
Cranberries,
her?
Cranberries, yes.
Oh, that felt good, Josh.
Good powers of deduction there. I like that.
Wow, you got to talk through.
Any
idea?
We
play Dreams
that?
Every day. Mm-hmm. Josh knows it because he does. That's his job. He comes
three,
off the song. No,
two,
don't give it to him. The latest remix of Dreams
one,
by. Gosh, give it to him.
Jolly and Petch.
Jolly and Petch.
Ding
yes,
dong.
It is.
Oh, Josh.
Josh currently leading 3-2. Here's your second set of songs.
Freedom. Don't act like you don't know it.
Freedom. Oh, no idea what that is.
Freedom.
Freedom, yes.
I'm going to go for the first one.
I'm not even looking at you with that stupid theatrics you're doing over there.
Is it his... George Michael?
George Michael, oh. Yes. And no idea on the second one?
I'm sorry.
You
what, anyone?
Anything from Herbie
give,
Stein.
Give it to me again.
Okay.
It's like the Black Eyed Peas or something. It's Outkast. What's no? Your mama.
Pharrell Williams.
Oh, really?
It was the follow-up single to Happy.
Well, yeah. That was the reason that we don't play that.
Wasn't as happy about that one because it didn't do quite well on the charts.
Oh no!
But Josh currently leading 5-2, so you can tie it with this one right here. Last set of songs.
Thanks. Okay.
Righty-o.
Rihanna work. Get that out of my head.
Ding and ding. Powers of deduction not quite as good on this one. 3.
I hope you don't know it, but it doesn't matter.
2-1.
I don't know it.
I don't have no idea, but I'll just take the win, thanks.
Have a guess.
Oh, play it again for me.
Is it?
Have you got it now?
Do you have any clue?
Is it Beyonce?
Is it?
No, it's not Beyonce. Buzz you out on that. One of Beyonce's side people, Kelly Rowland.
Oh, I knew it was
Kelly.
One of the Destinies.
It is Kelly.
Final win for the year. Very well done.
I'm so annoyed about Joel and Petch. Because they're playing her at the moment.
Yeah.
It is. Do you know how frustrating that is?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I did so good getting the Cranberries.
You did.
I thought that was well done. But no, I have to take my hat off to Josh. You've been a superstar this year.
What about Ben?
Well, Ben's been great with the game, obviously. Could have helped me out this time. Well done, Josh.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you, Herbie.
Thank
it
you
is
guys.
Herbie and Josh driving you up on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, a lot of people shopping at the moment.
Absolutely.
Getting themselves gifts for Christmas, mm-hmm. which also means in a few days' time, there's going to be a lot of people returning those gifts.
Yeah.
Always happens.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't know everyone, you know?
Sometimes it doesn't fit either.
Exactly. You can't get everything right. And for one man, he went to the shops over in America. He went to a department store mm-hmm. named Lowe's. He bought a ceiling fan.
Oh, yeah.
Now, took it home, came in a pretty big box. He realised not the fan I wanted.
Yep.
And he said, no, I'm going to deal with this later. I'm going to return it, you know, tomorrow. Give it a few days. Got things
yep.
to do.
No worries.
He didn't know what happened in the meantime, but his wife had accidentally seen this box and thought, oh, brilliant, box with storage. And she started putting stuff in the box that he didn't realise. She's taped it up again because she thought I could just put that away as storage.
Yeah.
And so he's now taken the box to the department store and returned the
ceiling
fan.
Thinking I'm just going the fan.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's gotten heavier on the way back though.
Didn't realise too much. He's dusted his hands, gone, brilliant, money's in the bank account. Didn't think twice about it.
No, why would you?
Until he got contacted by the store because a few days later, another man walked in and wanted a ceiling fan. And when he opened this box because he purchased it, he realised that there was all this old memorabilia in there. And then there was a manila folder which actually had Grandpa's ashes in there. So without him knowing.
She stored a lot in this box that she doesn't know that's come out of nowhere. It's like she was waiting for a box.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's a hoarder. It's gone brilliant. About time I do some cleaning up. And so it's got to be one of the weirdest returns that's happened over 100%. In Lowe's. They've said that there's been a few others, though, over the years that have rattled them just like Grandpa's ashes. So someone once returned a toilet brush after the lady left the store she said, hang on, there was some speckles of poop on
brush. Yeah, yeah, so it'd been used.
So it'd been used, which is ridiculous. Another lady had returned an empty bottle of wine after claiming it gave her a headache.
Oh, right. So, this one's not for me.
And another person tried to return a Blu-ray movie because the disc itself was not blue.
Ah.
Which is just so silly.
They thought that the actual thing.
I know. But this one, I just have so many questions about how did you actually go through with it. One person said she was in middle school when she saw a Vine about if you plug your phone charger into watermelon, it charges the phone. So she went and bought a watermelon and after realising it wasn't true, returned the watermelon with holes in it on their charging box.
She's moving the cable around at the charger board, just like, it's not, I'm just going to get the right location. Oh, Toby and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home from 3pm, Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
All right, Herbie, let us do it. This is where we get your thoughts. Just yeah, nah for no. Nah, yeah for yes. Okay. Stories happening in the news, around the office, etc. Kicking off with this one. Leaving decorations up past the 12th night of Christmas.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Do you mean after Christmas?
Yeah, or well, the 12 days or whatever it is.
After
and then,
Christmas.
And then, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, nah, yeah, do whatever you like. I mean, I wouldn't really take them down that quick.
No.
Just involves effort. And at this time of the year, who's got that?
Yeah. So I thought that would be the case. So how to know if you're tacky or not. And one of them was like leaving your decorations up a long time. Which I am one of them too. Because I was thinking, like, we only just set it up this
week. That's the thing. So it's too hard. I haven't even got a tree. You know, I haven't set up nothing at my home.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe try an effort to put it down this year if you can.
Yeah.
Pimple popping videos.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I hate them. And you know I hate them. And then you stupidly brought one up today and then you said, you need to watch this. I said, I don't like these. And then I watched it. It was disgusting.
It was gross, wasn't it?
It was so gross, and you loved it.
I don't know what it is because it's gross. I still find it gross, but like there's just a rush that I get when the actual pimple pops. And we were watching one today where there was
it was on the lip.
Yeah, a lady had some abscess in her lip, and she was squeezing
everyone.
And then it popped.
Oh.
But there was so much of it that it started dripping from her lip.
No, Josh, no one wanted to hear that. That is so gross. And then you start going on about after that because you're on some kind of high with adrenaline in you. There's this thing on your face. It's the triangle of death.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. You're not supposed to squeeze pimples in that little area on your face.
And then you go, but I still squeeze them. For a guy who loves pimples so much.
That's right. Loves to risk it, you know. Chancing it at life half the time. Last one. Donating your old things.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I'm big on this. Go through your clothes. Donate stuff that you would wear. Donate things that have got holes and you're like,
I know.
It's too hard for me to chuck out, so I'll just donate. No, people don't want that.
No, it's so weird what people put in. And so a couple of leading charities have revealed some of the oddest and wackiest items that have been donated this year.
Okay.
An umbilical cord was one of them.
Oh, my God, that's gross.
A used pregnancy test. An animal castration device, as well as some fake teeth.
Gee, someone's missing those fake teeth. They didn't miss.
That's right.
Someone's like, still searching.
Got anything in here? It's dropped into the bag.
Driving you home from 3pm. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.